Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who?
She didn't hear you.
Yeah, because.
Why did you call me?
So did he pick it up?
She didn't hear you.
Hello.
You gotta open him up.
Hello.
Hello, this is me, Juliet.
Okay, I hear you. All righty. You got the number right.
Yeah, I got it right, baby.
I know that's right. You keep it in.
Oh, I am. I got the time. I got everything. So I'll be there.
You going to keep that?
You need to just keep playing with that one as they call in. Just open their mic up.
Okay. Thank you.
You got everything?
Yeah, he was showing me some features to this line.
Everything gonna be
hello.
Okay. Trust God.
Yeah. Oh, I believe him. We believe him. We know he gonna do it. We know he
amen.
Gonna do it. Just what he said he's gonna do. Gosh. We always get
are the
people
rest of the ladies on
that. Oh yeah, they coming. A couple of them say they're going to be a little late, but they coming on. Let's see how they getting adjusted to dialing a number, but it's easier for people to dial a number, you know?
So when Thursday come, I dial the same number, right?
Yep, this our number. This
okay, I dial it Thursday. And 9 p.m. And I dial it Saturday, Sunday at 7 p.m. Okay, I got you. So what's going on?
Not much.
Huh?
Connie called me yesterday. I got a return a call.
I told her to call you. I told her to call you. I told her
yeah,
to call you. You had the surgery. And lift you up and give you encouragement. You talked to her?
No. I got to
huh?
call her back. I was in the middle. I have to call her back today.
Please call her back. But I told her to encourage you. You had the surgery. You had one eye done. Now you're getting the other eye done. And I said, encourage my cousin. She's still kind of fearful, but she's okay. But I want her to let you know everything's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
oh,
pray for her too, because her son had to go back to the hospital and get his leg done because something was going wrong with it. So you encourage her
oh,
to
yeah,
pray
I
for
know.
Her.
Oh, yeah, I know. I definitely so, because I had put some money in that fund me thing. I sent her some money on that GoFundMe thing.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please. I got to turn in one more paper. I turn it in tomorrow for Social Security. After I turn that in, then I can see where we're going to go from there. I should be able to get my money. And I pray I do.
Oh, you're going to get it. You're going to definitely get it. God is good.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah,
on one second.
That
hold on one second. Hold on one moment. Let me do one thing. See how I can do this. Hold on. Because I got to tell them people they need to do this line because they call in the other line. Hold on a second because they call in the other line. Hold on, okay?
Yeah, I'm on here. Hello?
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 Hey.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
All right,
man,
how you doing?
We're doing great by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Because they keep calling the number. Doc, if you could just tell them to call the other number, that's what I'm trying to tell them. Because I'm working like two phones right now. Hold on.
Do you got them?
They coming in. They just was calling the other number.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, God is amazing. We don't get them 5 more minutes, like 5 minutes. How was your week?
How was your week?
Yes,
my week was great. So far, so good.
Man, we're going to start ushering
Amen.
In Man, I tell you, I thank God for, let me say on behalf of yesterday, when I was asking y'all to help me with a thing, and I'm going to actually put the pictures in there. We had helped a girl. I don't know. I just seen it wasn't on Facebook because I wasn't on Facebook, but he tagged me and the girl. What happened was is the girl that's like her mom just fell on hard times, so we actually sponsored her and helped her with the prom, and she looked so good. And I tell you, that was a blessing. You know, the girl called me. She was crying. And I tell you, I'm grateful for that, y'all. That was a blessing when we could be a blessing to people. Because that's what God always wants to be serving. Huh?
What did you do?
Well, some of the women in the group, well, all of us, we had sold a seed because a girl, her mom couldn't afford, like, her prom stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we helped her. I actually called. I was trying to figure out how she going to get this done and that done because I just feel like if somebody has something, we're supposed to help. So I actually called. I called Keisha. Keisha did her hair for me, and that was so good. She got her hair done. She got her makeup done. Somebody else donated her a dress. It was good. I felt so happy with the girl. I actually put the pictures in the group.
Amen.
And I thought that was good. The mama was crying and because one day it could be us. That's all I know, and I'm grateful that that was good.
Right. That was
mm-hmm.
good. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's how you sow seeds.
Yeah. And we didn't.
So.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Doc.
No, I was trying to understand what happened.
No, I was telling you about, remember, I think I sent out a thing in the group for us to sell like $10 or $20 or whatever we could do for a girl. I'm going to actually put the pictures in the group. I'm going to send them to you. She couldn't afford, her mom couldn't afford prom because she just fell on hard times. So she told me about it and stuff. We took the money and we got her hair done, nails done. We just helped facilitate the needs that she had.
That was nice.
So, Doc, on the 18th, what's your schedule?
On the 18th?
Yeah, and you know, because I know you're working in the daytime, but.
I would have to look. I don't think I have anything on that day.
Because I know next weekend, I know y'all, like I'm free next Saturday morning. And you know I was saying trying to do a little brunch thing, but it's really up to y'all, but we need to get together to solidify our books.
To solidify what books?
We talked about having a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Where your head at?
Get
together and go to brunch.
I thought you was going to feed on the 18th.
I am, but that's why I'm trying to see where her head at. If she want to, like, I'm free next week. I'm still feeding. That's going to take place anyways. Doc, you all right?
Yes, I'm okay.
My friend ain't all right. I know my friend. Look, I know my friend. I'm finna make. We gonna get him like 2 more minutes, and we finna just get into the word. I'm actually gonna get a I'm gonna get a scripture, cause we must be consistent. I'm gonna get the scripture about. Yeah, I was in James. I was reading the book of James. That's it. He was talking about how we have to be mindful of what we speak. My friend, she put a lot of good stuff on Facebook. You want to read some good stuff, you check Doc out. And you see, she put a lot of good stuff on Facebook.
That's wonderful.
Okay, so
any more
I'm
people coming?
They suppose I'm trying to watch. Look, I'm watching this thing and this and that. There, okay, but I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read this. James chapter 1. James is a servant of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Consider. This the NIV version. What version y'all read from? The King James or the Message?
It does. Well, you know what? The NIV, use the NIV because it breaks it down a little bit more.
It does, yeah.
This is
okay.
James chapter 1, right?
Uh-huh. I'm on verse 2. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just
the one
what
more
I
verse.
Think is good. Two. Doc, you want to get it? You want to read it or no?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. And you said James chapter 1, verse 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just read to whatever you God wants you to do.
All right, James chapter 1, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produce perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blows and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Amen. That scripture was for me today,
good.
Ain't it?
Amen.
Amen to that. Oh, I like that. That was good.
Go ahead, and I want you to expound on that. You know, you let it, like, let it, you think about that. You tell me what you think of that.
Well, what I've gathered from that is, you know, a lot of us, everybody, this is including myself, have faith. And I believe that everybody have a measure of faith, right? And so we could believe God for a certain thing, and then another thing, we just flat out don't believe it, okay? For prime example, Doubting Thomas. Doubting Thomas was with Jesus throughout his whole 3 years that he was on earth, right? And he was one of the disciples. He walked with him, talked with him, ate with him, saw the miracles, prayed and fasted and did the whole nine yards. But at some point, and at some level of his walk with Christ, he doubted. He doubted. Even though he saw the miracles, he probably believed at the time. But when Jesus was gone, he was like, buddy, I don't believe. I got to see this thing for my eyes. He stated that. He said, I have to see this for my eyes. I have to see his nails, the holes in his hand. And then when Jesus appeared to him, he said, oh, why you doubt it? Why you doubt? Here, go ahead. Here's proof. He still was in disbelief when he saw it. So I believe that scripture is trying to tell us, hey, listen, no matter in good times, yes, we don't doubt in good times. Money coming through, everything is good. You know, we have faith. Our faith to 100 because we happy. Our heart is merry. But what about the times that our heart is not merry? What about the times where we don't even know when the next money is coming through or when the next, you know, food is going to be put on the table. We don't know how we're going to pay something. We don't know if our health is going to bounce back. What about those times? What about those times? So he says, especially in those times. That's what I'm getting from the scripture. Especially those times. That's the time we need to believe. That's the time we need to fix our eyes and focus and direct our focus on God, on Jesus. So that's what I get from that. That's what I get from that scripture, because we can be here and then we thinking everything is all dandy. Like for example, I would like to, you know, use myself. I don't like to use other people. For myself, you know, I was facing a trial and I didn't know. I started to doubt. I ain't gonna sit here and act like I wasn't doubting. I was doubting. I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know how this is gonna happen. I don't know how this is going to be paid. And I started doubting. I started questioning. I really did start questioning. But the Holy Spirit, that's why we have the Holy Spirit. He said that he will bring all things into remembrance. And so I count it all joy today that God brought this scripture to me to bring it to my remembrance. For me not to forget that he is the provider and that we lack nothing. Everything we need, we have inside of us. It's built. Our mechanisms is built. The healing is built. The financial increase that we're looking for, it's already built. It's already there. Everything is there. It's already there. There's no lack, no brokenness, no nothing. Everything that we need is built. So this scripture is to let us know that we need to persevere because it's already there. Don't be like a sea. Don't be like the sea tossing to and fro because it's already done. The sea is already calm because Jesus done stepped in. That's what I'm getting from that scripture.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Do anybody else want to talk about that? Say a word on that. Keisha, Monica. Well, I think that was a real good scripture myself. And you know,
yes,
what, Doc, that you did, that's perfect. Because you know what you, like what,
hey,
you, what you, huh?
Nothing.
I like the fact that you broke it down so well, where you let us know that they don't get weary. And like you, it was not only that you broke it down, but you gave us a word where you know that. But I have a question for you, because we human, we really, and this is for, we gonna be transparent, we human, and sometimes we act like a candle and our faith get real low, you know what I'm saying, and we have to get refilled, and God is gonna fill us up. So if someone, it could be any of us, need the word of encouragement or our faith get low, because all of us, like you said, get low. But how can we stand firm and believe? Like if you was encouraging me, just me or anybody on the line, what would you, like, help us, give us some encouragement according to his words?
Well,
with that same scripture. No, that's the question for you. For you to tell us, encourage us with that thing.
I'm sorry. I came in at the tail end of it. What was the Excuse me. I'm feeling like you know, I feel like I got ran over by three trucks. But what was the scripture? I'm sorry.
James 2, verse 2 through 9.
James 2. 2 through 9?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Excuse me.
And that's what we're here to do, Doc. You give us some encouragement on that same scripture and lift us up, because this is how we're going to start our week. We're going to meditate on that word, that Doc is giving us. So James, she's 2 through 1, verse 2.
So you want me to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to keep going?
It's up to you. You got the floor.
No, I was just letting them know that, you know, that's what that scripture meant to me. When I hear the scripture and I read the scripture, is just to keep going and not to waver, you know, in bad times, you know. Sometimes we think that bad times are coming, is here to break us, is to give us a hard time, is to, you know, block our way, block the roads where we're trying to go in life. But no, you know, from experience, what I'm learning and I have learned is that hard times are necessary for good times. Hard times are necessary for good times. We need both bad times and we need both good times. You know, because there's sometimes that you go through something. It's because you went through that, you're wiser. It's because you went through that, you're smarter. It's because you went through that you understand better. You have a better understanding. Do you know how, like, some people, they can't relate to you? Like, because they ain't go through it. That's why they say, oh, you ain't been through that. If you ain't no mother, how you gonna give me advice? If you ain't been through something, how you going to give me advice? How you going to tell me to get out of it? Sometimes what you go through is for somebody else. And, of course, it's going to be for you because you're going through it, but it's for somebody else as well.
Amen. What I'm reading it now, what I'm getting from it, is it's a warning to us about prejudice. Because too many times we look at people and see their riches, and we look down at others who don't have it. Prime example, today I had an old coworker. Her daughter is having a baby, and my baby is 14 months old. So I had a lot of things when my daughter's classmate's mom was having a baby back in November, December. I gave her a lot of things. And so the young lady's mom was like, oh, do you have anything for a baby? And I'm like, well, let me look. And I find that I had a swing. I had the swing. I had a playpen, I had an activity mat, and I didn't even realize I had so many of those things. And I'm just looking, and I'm saying, and she was so grateful, and I'm like, I'm sorry I didn't get to wash it out or anything like that. And I'm trying to tell, she was like, I'll figure out a second part and just wash it and things of that nature. And this right here let me understand that, you know, we have to be, it's the word does tell us we have to come as children to inherit the kingdom of heaven, but we also have to understand that our blessings are not just for us. Just like you said, Doc, it's not just for us. Praise the Lord, thank you. But it's not just for us. Everything that we do is for the edification of the kingdom of God. It's not just, well, Esther is doing this for Esther, or Juliet is doing this for Juliet. Excuse me. We all do it so that we can, because it's not a race. It's not a race to who's going to make it to, you know, there's no VIP section in heaven. There's no,
amen.
You know, I went so-and-so and so-and-so place. And I tell people all the time when they're like, well, I'm a bishop and so-and-so. I said, so when the day of judgment comes, it's the word tells us that all titles will be stripped. So you being this is going to do what when the day of judgment comes if your life doesn't mimic what it is that this title that you're boasting about is. So like Doc said, we all have to keep in mind that we are here together. Just like my one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Galatians 6:2, where it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." We are here to help each other go through. And if your sister has something that is too much for her to bear, you're supposed to help her up. It's not a sprint to see who could get to the front first. If you see somebody falling, you're not going to be penalized in the kingdom of God if you help them up and say, "Come on, put your hand on my shoulder. We'll drag you together." You know, and so
that's
what I got from this. Ooh, I'm so out of breath. I'm so sorry, y'all. Being sick is not fun. But that's what I got from this. Thank you so much, Doc, for that verse. Cause, let me tell you, I've been laying in the bed the whole day. And opening the Bible is not something that I did. Excuse me. I took these meds and been asleep. But thank you so much for that word. Oh, man, it just did something to my soul. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, I love it.
Can I
say
something, please?
Yeah, anybody else
want to
speak on it?
Yeah, I want to speak on that. Hello, ladies. This is Miss Mary. And like the lady was saying, we go through things, but we go through things to help others because we can speak our titles and our careers all we want to, but none of that stuff's going to be in the kingdom of heaven. You're going to have to be as stand for yourself and for what you do. And he said, put your light on a city that everybody can see your light. And you have to reach down and help others that might be in need, might know how, might have doubt, might have fear. But you got to help people. You can't just do it just for yourself. You got to do it for others because there's a lot of hurting people and a lot of people out here need somebody to help them out. And like Thursday night, I went to the homeless center as a volunteer, and I saw so many people out there sleeping on the ground, homeless, ain't got nothing. So we give them the rural and we give them food and stuff. And it letting me know that to be thankful in every situation I am, because they might be out there and I might don't have to be out there, but I'm blessed because that could have been me, you know. And I had to learn when I came back home. And just start looking up the name of Jesus, that I do have a place. I don't have to sleep on the ground. And I am blessed. I can help somebody else. And I like to help people. That's just my testimony. And like that lady said, my favorite blessed prayer in the Bible is Psalm 24. The earth belongs to the Lord and everything in it. So when I get discouraged and I feel like I can't make it or something going wrong with me, I know the earth belongs to the Lord. And everything in it. So I don't have to worry. All I have to do is trust in him and keep doing what I'm doing to try to make it better to help somebody else. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Esther, do me a favor if you can. Get that, read that from the Message Bible. You know, because some people just got on. Read that from James 1, verse 2 through 9 if you can. If you can't, then I'll get it.
From the Message Bible, it says, for example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry.
Amen.
And another comes in who was poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, you can stand over there or else sit on the floor. Well, doesn't this discrimination show you that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name
Come
you bear?
Now.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
It is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you are committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law.
Amen.
Man,
and
that's in the message
that's my
Bible.
Favorite version of the Bible. I'm sorry. It brings it home. It just tell you how it needs this, that message Bible. It's like, okay, this is what exactly you need to hear it like this, because you're not going to understand it any other way, Esther. And so that is my favorite version of the Bible.
Well, that's her version. And you know, I'm going to go to y'all. I like the fact that she said Dalton Thomas. Y'all know who Dalton Thomas is in the Bible? And sometimes I love it because I'm going to tell you something. It talks about always in a nutshell. So what we're doing right now, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to give back the floor over to whoever want to speak on this word. Well, anybody else want to speak on this word, James 2 verses James 1, chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, before I speak. Do anybody else want to say anything on this word? Okay. Doc gave it. She gave it to us real good. We're breaking the ground, because what we're going to do is start our week off with scripture. We're going to start. This is going to be and we're going to have something to talk about, something that we're going to be like a gas station. It's going to fill us up and start us off, and then we're going to keep going, you know, and then we're going to fill up again on Thursday, because we want God to take us higher and higher and higher. And this is like what I get about, let patience have its perfect work, our perfect work, and being patient and persevering, because faith, you know, without faith, we can't do anything. But it's hard sometimes. I'm not being really transparent, and being able to, you know, we it's good that we could see some things. Like Doc say, it's good when you can see some things, because we know it's coming. But what we do when we don't know, we just have to believe. And sometimes our faith get weary. It get weary. But it says, let patience have its perfect work, and persevering, and finishing the work. Completing, and once we lacking nothing, if we lack anything, we got to fall on our knees and go to God in prayer and say, Lord, fill me up. Things we don't understand, and I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna give y'all one thing that let me tell y'all the best thing that a doc said to me, and I this is really, I believe this. I stand on this. I really believe this. You can't tell me nothing if you ain't never been through nothing. If you ain't a mama, you know, you can give me wisdom. I'm not gonna, but you can't tell me nothing. And I'm gonna say for me, because I can't speak for nobody else. See, and that, but it's like, oh, Doc, that, I feel that all in my spirit, all in my soul. I thank you, Lord, for it, because I'm gonna tell you something. You can't tell me what it's like to lose a mama if you ain't never lost a mama. You can't tell me what it's like if you ain't never been through it. So God do take us. He put us on the wheel, the potter's wheel. And not only he do that, he make us and mold us. And like she said, our test, let me go back to what she said, our test, the test that God give us, them things don't be feeling real good. But you know what? I would listen to a song today. I can't even think of it. I done listened to it so much this morning. But our test is make us strong. And it's building our character and our testimony. It's building our character and our testimony. And it's trying of our faith. But eventually, when we take that test, guess what? We're going to be able to tell somebody. Because now I'm able to tell somebody. Because I'm going to tell y'all, I have to be transparent and be honest. It was a time when I lost my mom that I was so hurt that I couldn't even talk about it. It made me cry. Because that mean I wasn't over that thing. But when you over some things and God help you to, I'm not over that, my mama gone, I'm not going to tell no lie because it's very hurtful. But when you know that God has brought you through some things, you able to stand up. Now I'm able to tell somebody, if God did it for me, he'll do it for you. If God Amen. Did it for me, he'll do it for you. And that was real good. If he did it for me, so that's why I say, everything that we go through, it's not in vain. It's to tell somebody and help somebody, and it also is to build our testimony and our character and encourage somebody else, because there's no way that we're going to go through these different things and not be able to witness and let them know. If I'm able to do it, if God did it for me, definitely do it for you.
Amen.
If God did it for me, he'll do it for you, Esther. If God did it for me, Esther, he'll do it for you. I'm going to say that again, Esther. Mm-hmm. If God did
you
it
must
for me.
You must have known I needed to hear that. Let me tell you something. I was feeling some type of way.
That's in my spirit.
And this morning,
Esther,
I was in the car
again.
With Jamila. He had to buy something for school.
Lord.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I said, you must have known I needed to hear that. Because this morning I was in the car with Jamila. She had to buy something for school. So as we're driving, we finish doing one thing. We're going to the next store. And I hear the Cannoli Brothers song, You Are My Joy. And I remember my mom, I'm like, my mother was a Christian counselor, like a marriage counselor and preteen counselor. That's what she did. So she did counseling. And she was like, that song was one of her songs that she would always use, and she would tell them, and she was like, this is a love song. She was like, it's a love song to God, but you got to realize the song, the words in the song says, I can't explain how I feel. Hold on, let me find the word, because
I love that song, but that was just God.
And so my mother,
God did
I needed, and I just needed. I just felt like I needed my mom around, and it came on the radio, and I was like, oh my God, this is one of my favorite songs because me and my mom would just sing it. But my mom would have me sing the song at her sessions, and I just learned to love the song. And she was like, you gotta understand, we are the bride of Christ. So you gotta. She was like, she would always say, the church is not the building. The church is you. So you got to carry yourself like the bride of Christ. You got to carry yourself like, she's like, you don't walk around and say, oh, I'm a Christian, because you shouldn't have to say that. People should see you and know, okay, that's a child of God, because it's different. Sometimes people will tell you that, you know, it's arrogant, or you walk around with a, like at my job, they love to tell me I walk around with air of arrogance. And I'm like, me? But I realize in my meditation, I'm like, God, why would they say I'm arrogant? I try to be as humble as possible. But it wasn't the arrogance. It was something, and I had to, it was in my reflection one day. It's not arrogant. You have something that's different. Something disturbs their spirit about you. So it's not you. When you walk in, that what they're battling, it you stirring it up. So they have to do something to feel like, you know, it's a problem. And that song, as I was listening to it, I could hear my mother say, you know, peace will always follow. When you have the love of God, the peace will always follow you too. And I just heard, and I realized that. Just listening to that song, I was like, because I had so much going on in my head, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm thinking of this whole custody thing, and I'm like, God, this man is doing less, seeing her more, and all I ever want. And I'm like, why is this going on with me, Lord? Like, what? Then I realized, like, listening to that song, and I'm like, this is your time for reflection. And just like God said, this is your time to sit back and just think. This is your time to say, okay, Esther, you don't have to beat yourself up about those decisions that were made already, because you can't change the past. This is your time to sit and reflect. I'm like, okay, my brother's in rehab again. My sister-in-law is in rehab. My niece is in the foster care system in Minnesota. They're calling me, and they're like, listen, you're the only person that she can go to. My older sister is having a mental breakdown again. When I say it, it's like, I'm like, God, it's so much. And he was like, peace, be still. And all I could think is, in the midst of that storm, when Jesus was in the ship, he was at the bottom of the ship. And he was like, just relax. I'm here with you. Why are y'all worried? Why are y'all worried? Just relax. Just relax. And so I'm thinking, like, in all this worry, and I'm like, I just had to tell myself, why are you worried? Sit back and relax, because you know that God is going to get the glory anyway. You know, no matter what's going on, you're going to be able to say,
thank you, Lord, for doing it. Because if you just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like you will always show up in the midst of everything that's going on. So I don't need to be worried about where's Jireh going to go, and why, you know, is my brother going to actually stay clean? Is my sister-in-law going to stay clean? And I'm like, Lord, her name is Jireh, provider. And, you know, she is enough. Like, her name precedes her. Like, she is enough. Her name means provider, so you will always provide. And I just had to think, like, relax, Esther. It's okay. God has this, and no matter what. And I just had to tell myself, thank you, Lord, and thank you. Because I said, I'm not getting on, and Juliet called me. She's like, you just listen. Just get on and listen. I'm like, you don't even know how I feel. I just get on and listen, and that's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I needed. I thank y'all.
Well, Doc, we thank you because I have to go back to Doc. That girl, let me tell you something, and I love her because she'll cover me when she know my eye condition because we had the same eye condition, but if I need to fix my crown, she fixed my crown. She tell me I have to walk in a place like I have to be a cherry. That'd be so funny. Always keep your head up high. So she encouraged me, and I thank y'all. If anybody else want to say something about these words? Okay, Monica, don't be quiet.
Okay.
I don't even know why you're playing with me. Keisha, you next.
My head is pounding, so I'm trying to take everything in, but since I've been called out, I'm going to elaborate on what you just said. Hey, Queen, can you read that fifth verse, please? The fifth verse. Say it again. I lost it. Let's see if I can find it back.
Okay, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who giveth generous with to all without finding fault. And if it be given to you, it will be given unto you. I'm sorry, correction.
Okay, and I'm going to piggyback off of a little what you said. That God gave to me, a lot of people say, oh, you're not supposed to question God. It's scripture. The Bible say if you lack of wisdom, wisdom means understanding, and you don't get it and you need someone to explain to you what's what, correct? So it's not that we cannot go to God. It's how we go to God. You can't go to God with a proud heart. You can't go to God with hatred in your heart. It's the way you summon yourself in the presence of God. Because we're in trying days where we don't understand why we're going through, why we in one storm, get out of one storm into another. So the Bible says if we don't have that understanding, if we don't have that wisdom, seek him. Seek him. Correct? But if that's in anything we do, the Bible say do things in decency and order. So you can't go to God, God, why? Why did you allow this to happen? God, I've been faithful over this, and you just turn your back on me. To God, you're being angry. You have to be humble before God. In God's presence, you have to surrender to him. God, I did what you asked me to do. I've kept your commandments. God, I've worked in your vineyard. Explain to me, God. Help me understand why I'm in this storm, God, and why I keep going through. It when you ask God sincerely and when you're humble with God, God will reveal it to you. It may not be on your terms, but he'll reveal it to you because you asked him. You seeked him for the wisdom that you're lacking. You seeking him for the understanding that you need. Did everybody get that? Mm-hmm.
And it's and as for us being helpers to one another, we first have to be able to help ourselves. Because, see, a lot of people can't help one another because they can't even help themselves. They don't know how. You have to have a personal relationship with God to be able to help others. And whether you're helping in the natural and whether you're helping in the spiritual, you, only way we're able to help ourselves, that we have to be rooted and planted in God. And when we begin to trust God and begin to ask God to help us help ourselves, then we can help our neighbor. Then we can help someone else in need. And Queen Jazz, I'm the first to tell you, you can't tell me nothing if you ain't been in. Prime example, and I use this all the time. If I am a drug addict, how can you tell me to get off drugs if you've never been on drugs?
Come on now.
Amen. Give me advice. But until you done went through that thing, it don't matter if you had somebody, mama, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, you ain't went through it. It's a different when you in that storm. Vice versa.
Amen.
You just around the storm. It's one thing to be around the storm. It's a whole different thing when you're in the storm.
And you better say that. You better say that. That's my word.
It's okay to be around the storm. Because you can walk away. You can get away at any time. But when you in that storm and that storm ain't turning you a loop, how can you tell me how to get out of it? Because you can't walk away from it. And it have you all bottled up, tangled up, wrapped up. So you was able to walk away from that storm, but I'm still in it trying to find my way. So that's why I say you can't tell me until you've been in it. Then we can touch and agree.
That's right.
We can touch and agree.
I didn't do the testing yet, so that's good, yeah.
We can touch and agree. We can petition God because we're in that storm together.
Mm-hmm.
Your storm may not be my storm, but you sympathize with me. But when my storm is your storm, oh, we can bar heaven. Okay, God, you said, well, two or three are gathered in your name, we in the business. Okay, we in this storm. We in it together, God. I can't see my way out. She can't see her way out. We in it together. Help us. So when people say, oh, you're not supposed to go to God like this, if you don't go to God, how you going to get wisdom and understanding and knowledge? It's not that we can't go to him. It's how we go to him.
If anything, anybody let wisdom ask them. So that's right. You,
that's why I want somebody to do it
that way.
Yeah. The Bible say, whatever you want from him, you ask in his name that he will do and make a fleece before him. That means you got to lay all your cares in front of God. And you got to make it plain to him. Because see, when the Bible say he'll give us the desires of our heart, in the Bible it say desires of our heart. But God knows what we need, but because we want that very thing, that very, very thing that we want, because it's the desires of our heart. So that means you take on everything that comes with it. Later on down the road, it ain't so gravy. But you got to go back to, you prayed, you fast, you cried, you snotted, you lost weight, you lost sleep, because that was the desire of your heart. But never once did we stop and ask God, God, what is your desire for my life? What is your purpose for my life? God knew what was coming down the road, but because it was the desires of our heart, that's why the Bible says our saved and unsaved person can't be hooked up together. In other words, and I'm just breaking it down to us. I'm just breaking it down. I'm just keeping it real. That's why it's such a pull
with a saved and an unsaved mm-hmm. person. They can't come together. They can't get on one accord. Why? Can one save and the other one not? One want to straddle the fence where the other one want to just seek God. But see, if we pray, God gave to me 2022. And Queen, you spoke on that you still have issues with your mom. I didn't get my breakthrough until 2022. And I was competing in my second pageant. And because of my business, A Touch of Creation, and the judges asked me, how did I get that business started? Well, y'all, I got that business started through my mom. My mom made baskets mm-hmm. all for the neighborhood, the sick and shut in. And do you not know those judges would not move from that topic? I went around that table three times. Because they was interested in a touch of creation. But that touch of creation allowed me to open up and talk to my mom. I end up breaking down in there. When I came out of the interview, I was in tears. But I can tell you right now, 10 years later, it's been 10 years since my mom and my dad been gone, that I can talk about it now. I tear up, but I don't break down because God allowed me to open that door. And when he opened it, I didn't have a choice but to walk through it. And when I walked through it, God allowed me to feel some of the pain that I felt back then because I didn't have time to moan my mom. I had to do everything. A lot of it I blanked out that I did not remember because I did not have time to moan. But now I can talk about it like I'm talking about it now. I can talk about it. But God allowed me to go through that so I could talk about it and be able to tell somebody else that might be in that storm or losing their mother through the holidays, birthdays, Mother's Day is coming up. The way I can mm-hmm. feel about making Mother Day baskets, that keeps me from breaking down. So sometimes God allows us to go through stuff just to put us to be able to help somebody else. And then it goes all the way back to what the mother say. We all help us to one another, but we first have to learn to help ourselves. And only how we're going to be able to help ourselves, we're going to have to trust God and go to God. And when God show us how to be able to help ourselves, then it'll be that much easier to go to help our neighbors, our sisters, our daughters, our sons. But God, because God has shown us, okay, now I know you got it now. Now I know you can go and reach somebody. Listen, they accept it. They want the help. And everyone ain't going to want the help. Everybody ain't going to want the help. Because the kind of help that we're going to give, it's going to be of God. And the world don't want God. Only a fool want God.
Amen.
So in order for us to be able to help, we got to make sure we line up with God to be there. That fast.
That's right. Amen.
To be able to help, sisters and brothers. And I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone. That's how God gets
wow,
to me.
Wow. Keisha, go ahead, honey.
I have to go on another call at 8 o'clock, so I'll make it very, very brief. I read over quickly. I'm getting back in town, and so I wanted to get on and listen while I gather myself. I also read from the Message Bible, so I kind of focus in on where it reads, consider it a sheer gift friends when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. And so when I read that, as everyone else was going over theirs, and I read from the Message Bible, what came to me was I believe it's Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. And so to me, and I know that everybody interprets, you know, we can all read the same thing, and God give us individually what he wants us to hear. And so what I got from that is that no matter what's going on, I mean, we all face trials and tribulations. I have to be worded and stand on the word of God that says, though the storms may come, they shall not prosper.
That's right.
And so that's what I received in my spirit from reading this from James 1.
Oh, man, we love you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for traveling mercy that you got back home safe and your daughter got back home safe. We find it not robbery. I know you got to go, but I love you. I thank you for being obedient to the word. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God, send your many blessings upon you and your daughter. Oh, look, we're going to get together. We're going to get together. Thursday, you lead the group. Thursday is your day.
Amen.
I love you, Keisha, with everything I have in me. I love you, and I know you got to go on your other phone call, but we thank you.
I have another prayer call, and I'm like, oh, I'm still on my first one.
Okay. You put it on the calendar because I want us to put this on the calendar. We're gonna do our thing for the whole week, you know, because the Bible says things come by fasting and prayer. And what I want to do, we do fasting and prayer. We want to go in, I think maybe from the 20th through that Monday through the 24th, we go every night, even if it's just 30 minutes or an hour. We're going to pray. It's going to be an every night thing. So it'll be the 20th, because the 19th, we still going to come on our regular days, the Thursday and Thursdays and Sundays. That's our regular days. So I'm grateful for that. And Monica, I'm grateful. You know, I love you always. And we're her saying that, when she was saying what she said, because she got her breakthrough 2 years ago through her with her mom thing. And when you were saying that, God was telling me something. It's so funny. For one, I'm going to say, if y'all have y'all mother, y'all appreciate y'all mom, and I know y'all do. Doc loves her mom. She's always with her mom. And I'm going to say this, if you hear before you leave, there's a lot of us here on this line that don't have our mom, and we miss our mom. But
amen.
I know,
amen,
without a shadow of a doubt, I know without a shadow of a doubt, God, you're close to your mother, how you are. God will always leave us fragments and pieces of them. Like, I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to be funny, and I don't know, but he'll give you a torch. He'll give you a torch. He give us torches. And I thank God for this, because let me tell you something. I ran, and Monica, this brought me back to you. Keisha knows she's supposed to be a minister. Her mom is a minister. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to say that. Her mom owns a church. Keisha got to walk into what's supposed to be her, but that's neither here or there. But my mom taught me at an early age how to cook. And I say this because I'm going to get to say it. She taught me how to cook, and I always cooked. I always did it. Fun, whatever. But the Bible says your gift will make room for you. But I said to myself, a lot of things laugh at. I say, I would never do, I don't want to cook anymore, because that's what held me and my mom together. And I ran from that. Like, when I tell you I ran from that, because that was a piece of my mom. And me cooking, like, I ain't want to do that. Like, I promise you this. Like, Monica, how you make those baskets, that's because of what your mom gave you. You know, so our mom give us pieces of them. And if it weren't for my little knucklehead, my fiance, y'all, he kept pushing me. He gave me my business name. He kept pushing me. He seen. So it's like I was in the kitchen one day, and I said, God, you're very funny, because the least thing that I thought I would really be doing God brought it back to my, because he said he'll bring everything back to your remembrance. And now yes. when I cook with the love and my gift make room for me now. The thing that you run from, like you know how, Monica, you get that joy when you're making those baskets and giving out those baskets. And I even went back to a thing, I thought about something else that my mom did. My mom used to take food all around to the older people. And my cousin on here to testify because she knew my mama longer than me. She knew my mama longer than me, okay? So she would always take the people and get them food or take them grocery store, go to the, this is what I know, what she did. And now I'm around here not taking the people to the store, but I'm feeding the homeless or doing some similar thing. So that's why I say mothers are the greatest gift, and we are all pieces of them. And mm-hmm. and Doc, her mom, she told me a lot of stuff about her mom as well and what she did. So, you know, we just have to know that we know, and we have to thank God for our mothers. We have to thank God for one another. Like mom, like you say, it took 10 years for you to get your breakthrough. I'm going to tell you, mine came. It was funny with the cooking thing, but mine came. I was in college, and I had to do something in college, and I had to write a report. I had to do an epiphany report, and what made me do the change and want to go to college. That's what it was. And I read the paper. I did wrote a paper, and I read it, and I broke down and cried. Read my paper. I thank God for that. If anybody else want to say something, Doc, where you at? She here. I say she here. But I thank God for that. I thank God for everybody. Anybody else want to say something? Because this was a really, really good word. Anybody want to pray now? Or anybody have any prayer requests? Anything y'all want us to pray for? Okay, nobody knows. Okay, well, we're going to pray for ourselves. Because like she said, if you can't. We're going to pray for us. We're going to pray for the women Amen. Of Valley. Go ahead and pray, because my baby, she knows she all y'all to pray with. Keep go ahead.
Okay, I'll pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, we give you honor tonight because you're so worthy, oh dear God. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together, Lord, significantly, because we are wonderfully and uniquely made. We are women of valor. We are the righteousness of God. We are the apple of your eye. We are your beloved. We were created in your own image. And so, God, we say thank you as we stand. We speak to bodies right now in the name of Jesus. And we call those bodies into alignment with what the word of God says. And according to your word, you said that by your stripes, we are healed. And so, God, we speak to lungs right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that oxygen shall flow in and out uninterrupted. We blood block anything that would try to interfere with our breathing, oh, dear God. We speak to hypertension right now. Your word says that sickness and disease cannot enter our body. It shall not come near our dwelling. And so what the enemy meant for bad, according to your word, God, you said you will bring good out of it. And so, God, we say thank you. We thank you that when we walk in the room, we walk in the room with grace and mercy. We walk in the room because you have sent us there to conquer it. Lord God, allow us to know that we are eagles and we soar above the storm. Let us be reminded that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Lord God, as we plant our foot on solid ground, let us hold our head up high because of the God that we serve. We know that all things are working together for our good. We call in resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We decree and declare according to your word that our cup continuously runs over. Lord God, we thank you for financial increase in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you because you've been good. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Lord God, you've been a father. Lord God, you've been a mother. Lord God, you've been a provider. Lord God, you've been a healer. Lord God, you've been a deliverer. And for that alone, God, we wave our hands and we say hallelujah. We give you all the praise and all the honor. In the middle of the night, Lord Jesus, we say hallelujah. Lord God, because we're not sleeping in our cars, we say hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Because we're able to communicate, we say hallelujah, Lord God. Because we're breathing, we say hallelujah, oh dear God. So when we see those people that may be on the street, Lord God, we praise because, Lord, we know that it could have been us. And, Lord, we praise you because we know that one time it was us. And we praise you, oh dear God, because we are looking to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you. And so, Father God, as we start this week on tonight, Lord God, let us be reminded that you are the wind beneath our wings. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory just because you're worthy. In Jesus' mighty miracle-working name, we say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm falling off of that. Anybody else got something to say or pray? The floor is open.
Well, if nobody else don't want to say nothing, I'm going to say this right here. They say it was good when we were together. Well, that ain't the right word. Y'all know that ain't the right word. Lord knows I'm going to tell that ain't the right word. But it was good. It was good. And that word that came, and Dr. Lee started us off with something beautiful and wonderful. And everybody did an amazing job. And how, because with the prayer like that, honey, we just going to end that right there as we go through our week.
Amen.
As we go through this, God take us to where he have us to go.
Yeah.
And he leading us.
So what I'll do is I'll put it in the group. The scripture for the week would be James 2, verse 2 to 9, so that you guys can meditate on it. And, you know, if you feel anything, you know, just look at it, you know.
Right, guys?
Because that was a really good word, and God, we thank you for that. We thank you. We thank you because I know I'm a – you say when I walk in the place, I got to walk in with my chariot.
I know that's right, baby. You already know.
Amen.
You already
know. Tell me, never – bring me back. Never, never let your problems get you down. Always hold your head up high and say hallelujah. Keisha, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why? That's the highest
hallelujah
praise. So anytime, I tell people when I walk through, yes.
Can you call me when you get out, please?
Okay. I tell people when I walk into a room, I'm an atmosphere changer. I shift the atmosphere because that's the kind of authority that God gave me. I'm an atmosphere changer. So I love you, ladies. I thank you. I think this is something really, really good. We're going to start the week off with, and we will make this a part of our life. Prayer is the key, and the word is always the key. And I thank you. If anybody have anything else to say, y'all, let me know. I mean, the floor is open, Monica. I love you. And she said she just got her breakthrough 2 years ago. 2 years. But we still cry, y'all. We still cry. It still hurts. It never get easy. But God wrap his arms around us and keep us covered.
Amen.
All right, ladies, I'm going to say good night. I love you. Make the Lord. Wait, Doc, you want to pray us out?
Doc, you
Okay, well,
I'm actually at work right now. I put it on.
Okay, she always works. Okay. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, thy holy, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, as we leave this place and not your sight, we ask that you keep us covered from the crown of our head to the very sole of our feet. And Lord, we ask that whatever storms may come this week, we ask that right now that you already done moved it out the way. Because they say, like you said, even though the storms may form, but it shall not prosper. God, you keep a hedge of protection around us, our entire family, and everything in our house is blessed. No accidents, no worryation, no sickness, no shit. We bind up everything in your name, Father, because we know it is well with our soul. Lord, one needs you for one thing and another needs you for another. But whatever the need is, God, I say whatever the need is, because like Monica said, he'll give you your heart desires, but what is your will? So, God, we ask that your will be done in our life this week, and you order our steps, and let us be able to be helpers of one another. I thank you. We love you. And
yes,
hallelujah.
God.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, ladies. I love y'all.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.